Cracking the Enigma. In the years that followed the First World War, the British cryptanalysts in Room 40 continued to monitor German communications. In 1926, they began to intercept messages which baffled them completely. Enigma had arrived, and as the number of Enigma machines increased, Room 40's ability to gather intelligence diminished rapidly. The Americans and the French also tried to tackle the Enigma cipher, but their attempts were equally dismal, and they soon gave up hope of breaking it. Germany now had the most secure communications in the world. The speed with which the Allied cryptanalysts abandoned hope of breaking Enigma was in sharp contrast to their perseverance just a decade earlier in the First World War. Confronted with the prospect of defeat, the Allied cryptanalysts had worked night and day to penetrate German ciphers. It would appear that fear was the main driving force, and that adversity is one of the foundations of successful code-breaking. Similarly, it was fear and adversity that galvanized French cryptanalysts at the end of the 19th century, faced with the increasing might of Germany. However, in the wake of the First World War, the Allies no longer feared anybody. Germany had been crippled by defeat. The Allies were in a dominant position, and as a result, they seemed to lose their cryptanalytic zeal. Allied cryptanalysts dwindled in number and deteriorated in quality. One nation, however, could not afford to relax. After the First World War, Poland re-established itself as an independent state, but it was concerned about threats to its newfound sovereignty. To the east lay Russia, a nation ambitious to spread its communism, and to the west lay Germany, desperate to regain territory ceded to Poland after the war. Sandwiched between these two enemies, the Poles were desperate for intelligence information, and they formed a new cipher bureau, the Bureau Szyfrow. If necessity is the mother of invention, then perhaps adversity is the mother of cryptanalysis. The success of the Bureau Szyfrow is exemplified by their success during the Russo-Polish War of 1919 to 1920. In August 1920 alone, when the Soviet armies were at the gates of Warsaw, the Bureau deciphered 400 enemy messages. Their monitoring of German communications had been equally effective until 1926, when they too encountered the Enigma messages.